there are times where people would like me to be on the listing as the agent, but I always would bring the agent in the area to come along and we would do it together. And so, I don't know, it's a bit of a juggling act and there's no perfect way about it, but we just work really hard to invest time in people and make the time to do that. I think that's all it is.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for Real Estate Industry, sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. We bring you the best minds in business and real estate to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links, and shortcuts, visit EliteAgentElevate.com. Now, here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate Podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and in real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent and host of this week's show. Joining me today is winner of the Gold Area in 2019 for Agent of the Year and founder of Home by Holly in the nation's beautiful capital, Canberra. Welcome to the show, Holly Komorowski.
Thank you, Sam. It's lovely to be here.
We've known you for a long time, and last year we finally got to put you on the cover as Aries Agent of the Year, and I've got to say it's still one of my favourite ever covers. It really, really stands out, and I'm sure it was a bit of a whirlwind for you. So how did it feel to win such a big award last year?
It was such a delight to win that award, and isn't it funny? I think it's one of those things that you win it, and you go home, you celebrate that night, and then you go home and you get back into it and you get busy again. And so I can't believe it's nearly 12 months already that's gone past. But in terms of winning the award, I think what I really loved about it was that it demonstrated that you can build your own brand and that you can be different and then you can have your own style and you can, you know, make it all come together for yourself and own it. And certainly winning the award, I think, affirmed that for me and was the culmination of 3 years of the business and I'm taking my brand in my own direction. And yeah, I think it just recognized that for me and it was really exciting. And for everyone that's in my team and in the collective, they were really proud and I felt that they had ownership over that award as well. So it was something that, you know, we were all part of.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, well, you know, I'm a big fan of your branding. It actually really stands out in not just in Canberra, but nationally as something that's really different and really beautiful. And we're going to get into that in a moment. Pretty soon after you won that award, you know, it was Christmas and then a tricky January with the bushfires and then COVID hit. So what has 2020 been like for you overall?
2020 has been really weird. Like it's just been such an unpredictable year. And I think it started right back with the bushfires. And we came back really affected by what happened during the bushfire season in Australia, particularly too because the fires were really close to Canberra. We had some fires just on the fringes of Canberra and in the Tibbinbilla, you know, reserves and so forth. And because Canberra gravitates to the south coast, so Canberra was really quite emotional, I think, at the start of the year. And we were really uncertain as to how the year would start. And we were covered it in smoke and, you know, everyone's aware of the story. So it was sort of this uncertainty to the start of the year. But then that passed and, you know, kids went back to school, the smoke cleared, and then February, March, you know, was really beautiful here in Canberra. And then, of course, on March the 21st, 22nd, it was locked down and we moved into the next period of uncertainty. So it's just been a real roller coaster, I think, for us and for everybody. And I don't know, I think we're all just navigating it. We're accepting change. We're accepting that things are the way that they are and somewhat uncertain and just working our way through that, embracing that.
Yeah, it's been a very challenging year for everyone in that way, for sure. What about now? How are you finding it coming sort of towards the end of the year? Are you guys back on the up again?
Yes, we are. We're really busy, actually, and Canberra is holding, you know, a lot of confidence in the market that look, we're trying to, again, come up with our own theories of why that is. There's definitely less stock on the market. So, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of appetite for property right now. So there's certainly a lot of demand and not so much supply. But I also think, it's probably more to it than that. I think people are staying home and, you know, staying local and maybe thinking about what their home can be for the future and are willing to invest in that right now. Canberra is fortunate that we have quite a lot of job security. So that would also be contributing to people still being in a position that they can purchase a property. So we're happy though that there are, we do have a lot more properties coming online in the spring season, and that will, you know, that's going to keep us really busy to the end of the year.
Yeah. And so we originally met ages and ages ago at an Inman conference when Home by Holly was pretty new. How big is the team now?
So there's 15 of us now, 8 agents, and then we have 2 property managers, and we have amazing, you know, auxiliary staff that support us in doing everything that we do. So 15, which is crazy.
Amazing. Congratulations. And we at Elite Agent, I say we because we've gotten to know quite a few of them through Transform and other sort of other programs like that. And they're all amazing humans. Can you describe for the audience the culture of your office and what your approach has been to creating such an attraction brand?
I think everybody has the same sense of optimism and extremely positive about around all the activities that take place in our business. And everyone's willing to just turn up and show up and be part of what we, you know, whatever that we're doing. And it's interesting, there's one significant activity that we do every week, and I'm always a little bit guarded about it because I think it's quite funny, because it was something that, you know, we go to CrossFit twice a week, and I feel really selfish because the whole culture around going to CrossFit was because I wanted to go, and yeah, that was part of my program. And so as the team has grown and people, you know, everyone's come on board, we've continued to go, and everybody comes, you know, and the door is open for everybody to come, but that's now become part of our culture. And I think that team activity where we all go together, it's during the work day, time is made to do it, that encourages everybody to participate in it, everyone's supportive, and it's fun. And even actually I did comment this week, it really is a stress relief in terms of it's quite comedic really when everybody gets there and banters and carries on off each or bounces off each other. Yeah, I think that's one part of it. So I think that's inclusiveness. You know, there's a real equality of everybody that works here as well. And they're probably key components, inclusiveness and equality, to making a really positive environment for everybody.
Yeah, it's a really good thing to do too. If you make time for it during the day, then everyone feels like it's not something that they have to go to after hours or something like that.
That's right. And it just gets all the right endorphins going and good energy. And then we come back better and stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you're big on training. So what are some of the other things that you do throughout the year to develop your team?
We've done a couple of different things this year. We had an off-site training that was planned and that was derailed by not being able to, you know, to go away because of COVID. We've attended, you know, Josh Vegan before as the team as well, and that was wonderful. So every year we've obviously gone to AREC as well. So we have, as a group, attended some of those bigger conferences. But then I think the other things that contribute to our training this year, we looked outside of the real estate industry, I think is what we've been doing. And we've been partnering with basically a mentor of mine and Greg So, who's a very successful, you know, has a very successful business here in Canberra. And he was great to give us some time. So we've been looking to do some coaching experiences or mentor experiences that have been outside of real estate, as well as participating in Transform and attending where we have the conferences. But I guess we were a little bit pushed and pulled this year and found ourselves not able to do what we thought we were going to be able to do, and which was good. It sort of pushed us to seek some other opportunities.
Yeah, it's always good to sort of look beyond and, you know, and I guess that's part of the way that you stay ahead of the game is innovating by looking outside.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely with creatives, and that's something that we've become, you know, really invested in as well, and supporting the Design Canberra Festival and working with Craft ACT, and then becoming involved with these amazing creative people that are in Canberra that are completely outside of real estate. You learn so much from, you know, working with those people.
Yeah. So you've mentioned the collective a couple of times, and I mean, the brand is Home by Holly. So let's talk about the brand. So how does the collective work in practice, you know, so that everybody develops their career, whether it's in sales or in property management, but the brand is something that people look to?
Yeah, that's right. It has been something that's definitely organically grown. This goes back to the beginning where I started a business with me, and from there it's slowly just evolved. But I guess we've referred to it more as a collective. We, you know, I guess team is essentially a similar term, but I think the connotation of collective has been a really nice way to describe what we have created. And I think for me, collective too also means it's not just the people that are within the day-to-day running of the business. Our collective really extends beyond that, you know, that we work with the design group, Swell Design, and Anton does, you know, we would see him as a creative director of, you know, in the business, and we work with, you know, some amazing photographers, and, you know, and so we work with people, and we source the best of the industry outside of our own small team that we have. And that enables us to be, you know, extremely agile, and, you know, I think really, really have a really powerful brand as well, even though we're only a smaller, you know, considered a smaller group, a boutique agency. But the collective also is the way that we cooperate and work with each other in teaming up on properties, and being quite flexible about that as well. And I think that has started again from an organic growth as each agent joined the agency and would work with me for a period of time and, you know, work on properties together until, you know, confidence grew and skills grew, and then they moved on to continue to grow their own business. And so really now that there's five of us, Bianca's our newest member, you know, by natural growth, everybody's, you know, grown in confidence and skills and moved on to move in their own direction. And Bianca stepped in now, and so she's working, you know, as an associate agent with me. And so, but we all still come together probably twice to three times a week and all regroup again together. So even though we're all working on our own properties and in different areas, we're continually coming back to just, I guess, check in to gain support and, you know, help each other where we can.
So you've made something really interesting work that a lot of principals would be scratching their heads over right now going, how does Holly do this? Because a lot of the problem for a salesperson stepping into a leadership role or building their own business is that the customers always want them. Like, you know, they always want to know that you're there. And then obviously it's hard to scale yourself without having a team underneath it. So I have to ask on behalf of everyone who's probably wondering how you've done it, how did you do it?
Each agent working with me for a period of time, which was at least 6 to 12 months, that gave me the ability to act as a mentor for that agent. And then also too, that created a consistency across, you know, the way things were being done and the language that we were using and the culture of, and maybe that I would again speak to the culture that we've been able to create. I think it's about putting in the time, and, you know, there's no question about it that, you know, you work really, really hard and really long hours, and you're just making time for everybody wherever you can. Now, maybe there's going to be a point where it exhausts you, and I'm sure that, you know, that will happen. But at the moment, I've been energized by building a new business, and I've been excited about building each particular agent and helping them grow and move forward in confidence and independence. But that's been time invested. So I've essentially invested, you know, a huge amount of time in each and everybody that's in the team, and still make myself available now, absolutely, for everybody wherever I can. And so there are times where you're right, that people would like me to be on the listing as the agent, and as much as I would love to step back from that, but I always then, you know, would bring the agent that, you know, in the area to come along, and we would do it together. And so I don't know, it's a bit of a juggling act, and there's no perfect way about it, but we just work really hard to invest time in people and make the time to do that. I think that's all it is.
Yeah. So if you spend enough time, and the people that are working with you in the collective have the same systems and processes and the same attention to detail and all of that sort of stuff as you do, then the customer gets more comfortable over a period of time. But there's no shortcuts. That's what you're saying.
It's time, isn't it? And then what happens is I think that as the time goes on, then the agents develop their own brand and their own recognition as well. And so now they are just building their own businesses, and it isn't necessary that I'm part of that. It's having apprentices.
It's amazing to see them all growing and flourishing and all of that sort of stuff. Absolutely.
The best thing I love about it too is that the agents that we have, you know, really have come from, you know, aside from Sally that had already had a couple of years experience, have pretty much come in new. You know, Ash Castelli's come through from an EA role. Chris O'Brien's come from a completely different industry, and so has Bianca. And I think that's amazing that we've been able to really start from scratch and still build a high level of success in a very short period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been on the area's winners podium for a number of years now in marketing awards. Like, you've won Marketing Campaign of the Year, and I think we spoke to you after that one. And like I said earlier, I've always been a big fan of your marketing. Have there been any standout campaigns for you this year?
Yes, they have. We have so many that we're actually trying to work out how we're going to do we into one or do we into more. But I think that's been the pattern that has evolved. We actually didn't enter a campaign of the year last year because we didn't have one that we felt topped the other ones that had been in. So this year we were quite focused, and when a couple of properties did present to us that we really thought about them quite carefully about how they could be potentially a really great submission for the award. So we do have a couple, and so we're really excited that we will do that again. And I don't know whether I should give it away, but anyway, everybody will know, because if you just start look back through our Facebook and things. But we did a fantastic campaign at the beginning of the year, Over the Hedge, which was for a heritage house in Ainslie, and we just led into that prior to Christmas with this teaser campaign, and it was a social campaign on Instagram, and it was just beautiful. It was just fun, and we just, you know, we did all our usual things. We did a couple of extra, you know, innovation in terms of some of the technology that we used, and it was just a fabulous campaign. But it's really just been lots of stories this year. There's been lots of really beautiful opportunities to tap into some, you know, great narratives and be really thoughtful, and I don't know, it's just been a beautiful year of stories considering the year that we've had. And maybe that's been part of it. I actually thought about that the other day. Maybe because this year has been such a challenging year for everybody, and we've all been challenged to think about home and think about what's important to us, that we've really tapped into that in a lot of our campaigns, and just in a thoughtful way, we were just mindful of it. But it has resulted in some really beautiful imagery and some really beautiful content that we've been able to accompany with our properties.
It has been an interesting year for that, because I think we've all connected with each other as humans much better than we did before, and there has been so many more stories this year, really, just on the whole, stories of strength and courage and pivoting and all sorts of things.
I think the biggest story, though, for us is just keep turning up. You know, we just kept going. We didn't feel that we had, you know, that this would stop us in our tracks. We just kind of went, okay, well, now we're all at home and we're going to work from home. We have a Zoom meeting, you know, every day and at this time and that time and check in. So we just kept going and kept turning up. And I think that was the strongest message of this year, and even continuing into the future, depending what happens, is that you just have to keep being present and resilient.
Yeah. With your marketing campaigns, you do some other interesting things. Like, I remember last time we talked, you were big on using influencers in your marketing campaigns. Is that sort of still carried through? Have you had some success with that this year?
I think, yeah, we have actually. And probably that campaign at the start of the year was certainly we're really focused on who could we partner with to help share the story, or other, you know, get other communities to see the property. And look, the efforts of doing that is just to cast the net as wide and broad as you possibly can, and to have engaging content so that people, you know, are really interested to look at it. We've certainly continued to apply that idea of influencers, and also too of celebrating local businesses, cross promoting with business as well, just to help support campaigns, but also, you know, the trade-off is to bring exposure and hopefully business to people that are in our community. So yeah, we've been doing that consistently, and that's certainly been just a positive experience. And also too, if you're working in certain areas, then that's always going to help you to get to know the area that you're working in and the people that live there.
So there's all this other stuff that you do around marketing. It's not just putting the property on the portal with a great description and great photos, but you also use the mainstream media quite well, the local papers, and even in Canberra, they've got the Riot Act. I love that title. It's very cool. How do you approach working with the mainstream media to get more exposure for your properties?
We've partnered with Region Media and with the Riot Act particularly. You know, they're their main website that's in the top three in Canberra. And so that just gives us another avenue, you're right, to be able to, you know, share stories and get extra exposure for properties. They'll certainly help write stories for us as well, and we can get some editorials for properties through that portal. But the best part about it is that they're willing for us to contribute content as well. You know, we've been working really hard at just coming up with stories that are going to align with the properties that we're selling, to then write some content, put that out through that website. Whenever we write a story, we always accompany with a video, if not two. So we always make sure that there's some video content as well. And then always, you know, just very, you know, also then just refer to the property that's on the market. So it's a great way for us to build brand. It's a great way for us to promote ourselves, you know, in Canberra. It also then get extra value for our clients and for the properties that we're selling. So like, it's just a win-win-win. And so that's the way that we've been doing that. And there's a couple of examples there. One was a house that we were selling that had lots of sustainability and efficiencies in place with solar and tanks on, you know, water tanks and a vegetable garden in the front garden. So we wrote a story about sustainable living, and then we partnered down with the local IGA, who also has some environmental practices in place. They don't use plastic anymore, or very little, you know, lots of paper bags and take home containers. And so we had a little story with them. And so that was a way to write a story about the property, the benefits of the house, and then tell the story also of the local IGA that are implementing these practices. So that's just one really great example that we were able to do with this external media source.
It's amazing how you come up with those ideas. And, you know, some people might be listening to this going, wow, how does she do it? But what would be your tip for thinking about marketing, just not in the usual straight line way, but coming up with something that engages the community in that way? Like, is there a creative process that you go through?
Just being attentive, I think, being attentive to what the home has to offer and thinking about what could the pitch be that would attract the right buyer to the property. What is it that's special about the home that's going to resonate with a buyer? So I think it's just about giving it some careful consideration and being willing to take that direction, as opposed to maybe the more stock standard cookie cutter approach. And, you know, as I said, not every single property is going to have, you know, some amazing creative channel that we can, you know, utilize, but most do. And maybe sometimes the story is about the people, and we're willing and where people are, you know, happy to be part of that. Like, another one of my favorite campaigns this year was the Lego Love story. Everybody wanted to write a story about that property because it was a great story. And it was a story of the people and how they met, and basically the love affair that had grown around Lego. Of course, the house was full of Lego, an amazing collectible Lego, and we featured that as our lead photo. And so it was just another way, again, to draw attention back to a property that was for sale. It's a great house, and that was right at the start of COVID too. That was, timing wasn't perfect, but the exposure we were able to generate still at that time was amazing.
Yeah. And what about the awards that you've won? Have you been able to leverage those in your marketing too?
We have, and I think that's been something that's been really powerful for us when we're presenting in a marketplace that in competition with some really big agencies in Canberra, some national agencies that, you know, are able to just communicate their strength in a different way, whereas we're able to communicate our strengths, you know, and our marketing strengths, that we win national awards for what we do, and, you know, that the results do speak when, you know, you apply these creative principles. Yeah, so I think that it has been extremely beneficial for us to be able to talk about the awards and talk about, you know, how they've been able to contribute. And what I really love about the awards is because we have focused on, you know, the first year of when we did win the marketing award, you know, then that kind of helps you go, what are we going to do next? It's always challenged us to continue to evolve and to grow. Even for the award this year, it's like, well, we did that before, so now we've got to kind of come up with something different and something more innovative, and what does that look like? So that's what I've liked about it, is that each year we've been challenged to, you know, to continue to find ways to do things differently or better.
actually winning all these awards is a really good way to raise the bar on yourself continuously, because then you've got to think, okay, well, what can I do to top that one?
That's a challenge. Yeah, it can be done. No, it's been really just layers, lots of layers, find lots of different layers.
So submissions for the areas are open right now. Do you have any tips for people that might be thinking about entering? What makes a good submission, do you think?
And look, I don't know, because I've always just written them myself. So whether they're right or wrong, I don't know. They've certainly been successful, so it must be doing something right. But I've always written really just honestly and from my own personal experience. So I think sometimes that's important, to just be really truthful and very honest to about who you are and what you're trying to do and what you're trying to achieve. That's the only thing I can think of, because even the first year when we entered 44 Frome Street and I wrote about it, I just really told the story of what we did, and I had no expectation of maybe what the awards looked like or what maybe the judge wanted to see or how it was going to be perceived. And so that's something I've just applied from there on in.
Yeah, interesting. So it's definitely worthwhile, like, let's just say, so you've written the awards submissions all yourself, so it's probably not advisable to outsource it or something like that, because you don't get that heartfelt feeling.
Yes, I think so. I think that's what it's all about. I don't know. It'd be great to outsource sometimes. I could definitely do with some help. Yeah. But I think it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be in your own voice, and so it wouldn't resonate in the same way.
I know there are people out there that's their whole job, writing award submissions.
Yeah.
But yeah, you wouldn't get the heart. It'd be grammatically correct, but you wouldn't get the heart. You would hope it would be anyway. So Christmas is coming rapidly. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm talking about Christmas already. But are there anything specifically that you do for your clients in the lead up to the festive season?
Yes, we do. Like, it's since we've become a collective too now, that's been something that's changed and evolved as well. And especially too with Jenny and Michael, the McReynolds team that are part of us as well, because they've always, I'm always in absolute admiration of Jenny sitting down and writing Christmas cards to every single client of the past, they're now coming up to 20 years. Christmas cards go out. The other thing we do, we've always done a New Year card as opposed to the Christmas card. And so as a New Year's resolutions, and we've mailed out to every single person in our areas. And that's been something that I have consistently done for, years and years. And so now, we all do that. We did a really great mid-year drop. So we do two major drops, over the year, and mid-year is one of them, at the New Year card's the other one. And this year we definitely approached that differently. And that had started even before COVID. During January, there was just this crisis of, we have to fix our environment. We have to care for our environment. We need to change. We need to really think about our world, because it was, so terrible here in Canberra at that time. And so that definitely made us think about what our mid-year drop was going to look like and initiatives that we could implement to be more environmentally friendly. And so our mid-year drop, we did a focus on basil seeds and regrowth and rejuvenation. And it was only, I guess when COVID happened, that was just another layer and element to it that, we never anticipated. But that was so well received and was such a great thing to do, and we felt really good about it. And it was also a way that we could talk about. We just put out a really great letter accompanied by basil seeds, talked about all the community groups that we're part of and all the groups that we support. And yeah, that's what we did this year. So I guess we do the two things that we do over the year.
Yeah, and who doesn't love fresh basil?
Yes, I know. So hopefully they grow. Hopefully it'll be basil all over Canberra.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. What does the next 12 months look like for you guys?
This year, interestingly, has been a really big year for us. And even though there's been these waves and then down lockdowns, and we seem to be finishing it on a really strong note. And so I think that, we're really hopeful that that's just what will continue into next year. I feel like the position that we've been able to establish ourselves now as a brand in Canberra is extremely strong. And we're just performing, one of the top agencies in Canberra, even though we are a smaller group. And I'm just really optimistic and excited that next year we'll continue to see that position just to be recognised, and we'll enter the awards again, and we'll still just have lots of fun just coming up with our great stories and campaigns and making videos, and I think just really enjoying what we do and the way we the fantastic job we have and the lovely people that we get to work with.
Well, I think, it's amazing the way that, certainly the way that your passion shines through. And when you put it like that, yeah, that is fun. Like, marketing is fun. I'm not going to argue with that for a second.
Yes, it is fun. And then I think we go to the gym twice a week and we get to work with people that we really love. And so, yeah, aside from, you know, being super busy and stressed out sometimes, it's, you know, it's all good stuff.
Awesome. Well, Holly, thank you so much for taking the time out to have a chat to us. And it's been great getting your feedback and your advice on putting in a winning area submission, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people that kind of looked at you on the cover last year and thought, I could do that.
Yeah, definitely.
If there was one piece of advice or one thing that you'd like to leave the audience with, what would it be?
Time to pause. I think that just taking a deep breath sometimes, and I'm probably the biggest offender here, I just run, and sometimes you're trying to help everybody all the time and also keep, you know, home afloat and life outside of real estate. So I think just maybe making a little bit more time. And I think that reflection on crazy year that we've had is probably the message. And as much as, you know, the lockdown has been difficult for lots of people, I must admit, just having that little bit of extra time at home was a blessing. You know, something to be thankful for in, you know, a pretty difficult year.
Yeah, there's always silver linings.
There is.
Absolutely. Holly Komorowski, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Elevate from Elite Agent. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links and shortcuts, visit eliteagentelevate.com.